that right so far?
Mm-hmm.
All the way down to that?
Mm-hmm. I think.
I don't think I am, do you?
And you don't have that plus or minus.
Well, I don't even know what I did to get that. Where did I get that square root of x squared?
Because you brought this over here. You brought 3 over here divided by 3. And then you have x squared. So if you want to find x, you have the square root of x squared.
That's all I can't figure out is what the square root of negative 2/3 is. Would that be
I squared root 2/3? Of over 3. The whole thing would be over... Well, no, it couldn't be. Square root of 2/3, yeah. But then you got the other one, didn't you?
Gosh. She's snoozing on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Not even when we woke her up. She's doing the Karate Kid thing.
She's like, leave me alone. Do I deserve this? Honey, how would you like it when you're laying in bed and somebody just grab your arm and try to swing on the right?
I'd probably just slap them.
X squared equals 1. Square root of that. Square root of that. X equals...
She's not even looking at me. She's just looking like...
I know. That's what I'm talking about. So, would that one be square root of 1/2?
Mm-hmm.
It would?
Mm-hmm. But do y'all have to do that, you have to, like, have it where you, there's no,
fraction
in the denominator? I mean, no fraction under the... So then you just multiply the whole thing by the square root of 2, and you get the square root of 2 over 2.
Even for the top one? Even for that one?
No, I'm talking about for this one.
Oh. I do is like a
the square root of 1
like that, right?
Mm-mm. Since you have the square root of 2 on the bottom, to make that a square, you have to multiply by the square root of 2. And then you get 2, and you multiply the top by the square root of 2, and you get the square root of 2.
What? I want to rewind and hear that back in the end, because I sure didn't catch it the first time. You got the 2, you take the square root of 2, and you got the negative 2, which you take the square, and it comes to 2.
I'm sorry.
So, let's talk about this slowly as I write this down as you're saying it, alright? This is what we came out with, right?
But put it as the square root of 1 over the square root of 2.
Oh! Then you multiply that by the square root of 2 over square root of 2.
Right.
Is that what all that square root of 2 is?
That's what I was trying to say.
Okay, I was wondering where all that square root of 2 is square root of 2.
That's
then right
was.
Here you get square root of 2 over 2.
Mm-hmm.
See, everything was square root 2 over 2 and 2.
Right, but then what about this,
this
one?
Let me do this one.
But you have I square root of 3 over square root of 3. I mean, I square root of 2 over 3. Square root of 3. I can't even say it right.
Over. Do I have another I down here or just the one I?
No, just one.
Okay. 3 and square root of 3 over square root of 3, and you get.
I square root of 6.
Yeah, over 3.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I doubt it. I really do. I'm not kidding.
You can't multiply square roots like that, can you? Square root of 2 times square root of 3 is square root of 6, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's fine.
You can do that.
Yeah.
Because it's the same way you're multiplying there, square root of 9, that and square root of 9 equals 3.
Yeah. Okay. Where's the test?
There ain't no telling.
You have it. I mean, I have it. Okay, the next one is... (clears throat) 5x times x minus 1.
Is that it?
Equals 2 times 1 minus x.
Leia. 2 times 1 minus x.
Yeah. And that's easy. You can do that.
Oh, this is easy. X squared. Please say this will factor. Will it?
You do it.
Well, I mean, that's just wasting time, because if it's not, it does.
Mm-hmm.
One and negative 2/5.
Mm-hmm.
And I can always put those back up into the top and see if they check, right? Let me just try the 1. I got 0 equals 0.
That's right.
That's 1?
Yeah.
0 equals 0 equals 1.
Okay.
Fingerprint file. Got me down. Come on.
X times...
Number 8. X times...
2 minus X. Is less than or equal to 3 times x minus 4.
3 times x minus 4?
Right.
Alright. Distribute first, right?
Mm-hmm.
2x minus x squared. 3x minus 12. Now, do you factor this after you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, but first I gotta take out that negative 1, that negative. Mm-hmm. For that x squared, I can multiply that whole side by negative 1, can I?
Yeah, then you flip that sign over.
I have to flip that sign over if I do that?
Mm-hmm.
See, it's little rules like that I'm not gonna remember. So if it's less than or equal to, then and there's a minus, you have to flip the sign. Okay. tired?
Not really. I mean, kind of, but...
I'm going to go home in just a few minutes.
Why?
Because I can work on this at home and let you get some sleep. Ouch. So you say x plus 4 is greater than or equal to 0, and so you say x is greater than or equal to negative 4, and x 3.
Or.
Oh, is that one of the ones where you have to do or?
Yeah.
And if it's less than, do you still do or?
No, that's if it's in between those two numbers, you know. If there's like a, like this one don't look, but if there's like a x in the middle, well, no, that's an or. If you have like one number on one side and it says
yeah,
greater than
like
or equal to x, and then that one's less than or equal to.
Like 2 is less than or equal to x.
Is less
which
than
is
or equal to.
Less than or equal to.
Less than or equal to.
6.
Right.
So the final answer, so that's the answer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Number 9.
Okay. I don't know this one, so.
You don't know how to do this one? So we in trouble.
Well, you apparently know how to do it.
Did I get it right?
Well, you didn't get the whole thing right. But you, well, you just missed one part of it.
So what's the problem?
Absolute value.
Okay.
Of 1/2 minus x over 3.
X over 3. Oops. Okay.
Is less, I mean, is greater than or equal to 2/3.
Just plain old 2/3?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get rid of the absolute value things? Don't you?
You put is less than or equal to 2/3, or is greater than, I mean, is greater than or equal to 2/3, and then, don't you have like, or is less than, and is less than or equal to negative 2/3?
What? Can I see what I did?
Yeah, but when you have absolute value, and you take the absolute value off, and you put negative 2/3 on this side, too.
First, I just got a common denominator. So I can do that.
You can't do it when it's in the absolute value, though.
Well, I did right there. Is that why I missed it?
But see, if you want to do that, then at first you bring...
So I only did one part of it, in other words.
Just bring 2/3 over to the other side, negative 2/3 over to the other side.
And make it equal to 0?
No. No, keep that there. But then have...
Another one over there?
Yeah, have is less than or equal to negative 2/3. And that's no absolute value anymore.
We'll see. We've never done it like that.
Let me see. If that's how you do it.
I mean, I'm sure you probably can do it that
I
way.
I don't know if that's how you do it or not, because I haven't done this in probably about as long as you have. Oops.
God. It's my own fault. I shouldn't have waited so long to get math over with. Should have got it over with right out of high school.
A bug.
so tired.
I know.
She's eating that bug. Is that what she's doing?
I guess. Yeah, that's how you do it.
You can do it that way?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the pencil?
Well, then I didn't get what she got. I guess she, yeah, you can put stuff. Oh, no, it's not going to work that way. You don't have it in the middle. See, I put it in the middle. 7 halves is greater than equal. But you can't put it in the middle because if it's going to be... Yeah, if it's going to be greater than that, then it's not going to be less than that. I guess it can.
God. So one way I could do it...
No, wait a minute now. See, look what she did. She, flipped that sign over. Once you divide by -2, you have to flip all the signs over. Once you get, yeah, because you got that right answer right here.
Oh, gosh. I'm just going to skip this one.
No, you're not. You won't do it. No.
So I can't start by...
I'm not finding a common denominator. You have to bring...
Well, I can do find one side by doing that, can I?
Yeah, but once you just put the other... Once you have -2/3 on the other side, then you can find a common denominator for the whole thing, and it's going to be the same denominator.
Well, what's the common denominator of blah, 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 blah,
blah? I didn't mean that. I meant once you bring it
in. I know what you meant. I don't ever remember us doing anything like that, though. We'll add it on the other side. There's like a way you always can get rid of those absolute value bars and problems, isn't there?
It's absolute values. Right here.
And it's doing it the way that you were doing it.
I'm trying to find one like that one.
See, that's the problem. There's so many different types. That I'm sitting here worrying about this one right here, and there probably won't even be one like this on the test.
I know.
There'll be a different one.
So what do? You find an inequality with an absolute value, and it was there's one right there. Mm-hmm. See? I sure didn't see any in the
examples.
Mm-mm. See, there it is. See, here it is. As it valued that, you brought -4 over to the other side.
Okay. See, that just proves that she puts problems on there that we've never gone over. I know we've never done one like that. Where you do that. Do you only do that when it's less than, or can you do that when it's greater than too?
Yeah. Either way.
So if it's pointed this way, you just put another one pointing this way over here?
Right.
Okay.
That's a big one.
You're not kidding.
That's my thumbnail.
just get a common denominator for the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. We'll take out those ones that they think is all screwed up.
Yeah. And that would just be 6, right? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now what do you do?
Subtract 3 from the middle.
And to which side?
To both sides.
To both sides? Okay. Negatives.
Two X.
One, then after that you have to take out the negatives.
Yeah, divide by, we'll just take divide by negative 2.
You can't get that by x by itself.
Yeah. And when you divide by a negative, you get the flip yeah. designs.
Okay.
And when you do that, it's going to be an or. Because if you look at it, as, you know, it can't be greater than 7 halves and less than negative half at the same, 1 half at the same time. So it's going to be either x is less than or equal to negative 1 half or.
Okay. Problems on this test?
12.
Oh, good.
What did you want to do after this test?
That's it, I guess.
You want to study some more tomorrow, though, right?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. X plus 4 over 3x minus 2 is less than 0.
Less than 0.
Right.
Gosh. Is this the same class I'm taking? Are you sure we're doing work from the same class that I go to every night?
I don't know. Are we? It's got the same name, but that's about it. Okay.
I don't even know how you start this one, do you?
Yeah, I think so, but I'm not sure. Because the way I started...
Did I have anything written on the test?
Mm-mm.
I left it blank.